Today, we interview the founder of Sermon Shots and discuss the best practices for social media clips. Plus, we are unveiling a special announcement. So stay tuned to the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome to another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast. We're glad that you are with us today. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
So, Steve, this is episode number 460. There's an engine out there that's a 460 cubic inch engine. Tell us about it. What is it?
It's a Ford engine, and it is in their big cruiser machines.
Made in the late 1960s through the 1970s, and they put them in Lincoln Continentals.
Yeah.
But they also put them in trucks, I think, later on.
In the big boats.
Yeah, it's a big block, 460 cubic inch. What is that, like 7.5 or something liter? I don't know what that is. But yeah. So anyhow, that's your engine update today, folks. Thanks for being with us. All right. So we got a great guest today, and we're going to get to him in a moment. But we do want to let everybody know that we have a webinar coming up February 25th. And so if you're hearing this before February 25th, go sign up for it now. This is an awkward title, but I'll read it anyhow. I can't seem to do very well with it. But the name of the webinar is The Power of Integrated Sermon Shots with StreamingChurch.tv. The Power of Integrated Sermon Shots with StreamingChurch.tv. The Power of Integration, but anyhow, that's the title. And you can see Michael Gray, who's behind the scenes here, put up the link to sign up for the webinar. It's webinar.StreamingChurch.tv. And even if you're not going to be able to make it February 25th at 12 noon Eastern time, you can sign up anyhow, because that way you'll get a copy, the recorded copy of the webinar. And this is going to be a fun webinar. And Corey Alderman is going to be our guest today, and actually for the webinar, as well as today. I was going to surprise everybody, but yeah, he's going to be our guest today, and he's the co-founder of Sermon Shots. So anyhow, that's what's happening here. Hope you'll sign up for that. And speaking of our next guest is, let me put some glasses on so I can read his bio. He's got a lot of stuff here. He's an experienced young man. Our next guest is the CEO and founder of Sermon Shots, a platform designed to help churches enhance the impact of their sermons through technology. He's got over a decade of experience with software development and social media. In fact, he has been instrumental in creating tools that assist churches in effectively sharing their messages. And actually, before Sermon Shots, he built the first Christian Facebook pages to reach 5 million followers. Didn't know there were 5 million followers. He designed software used by over 100,000 users. And his latest venture, of course, is Sermon Shots. And that combines his expertise in social media and software development with his passion for the church. And it's all about making it simple for any church to leverage their sermons and create content for social media. He's involved in a lot of things, also involved in his local church. So welcome everybody to the Church Solutions Podcast, Corey Alderman. Corey, how are you today?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, you're very welcome. We're excited to talk about this integration, because that's what we're going to talk about. We got the webinar coming up, but we'll spend a few minutes talking about this. What is it all about? Why is it all about? And I'll let Steve Lacy tee up the first shot.
Well, a lot of people are familiar with Sermon Shots, but give us a quick overview of why Sermon Shots came around and what it does for the church.
Yeah, I mean, the quick overview of Sermon Shots is it takes your sermon and turns it into all kinds of different pieces of content. So you've got this great piece of content, your sermon, and you can leverage that along with the great expansion of AI and turn your sermon into video clips, images for social media, discussion guide, 5-day devotionals, all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah. So, and we connected up, I think, prior to the AI hackathon, right? We've been part of the, did you guys participate in the first one or just the second one?
We missed the first one.
Okay.
But yeah, unfortunately I was gone during the first one, but the second one, I knew I wasn't going to miss the second one. Yeah.
So you guys actually got started before AI was popular, right?
Yeah. Got started before AI was really any sort of ChatGPT mm-hmm. came out. And that's probably what really got people familiar with the term AI for the most part. What that was like 2 years ago ish, somewhere
around. Yeah. It's November of 23. Is that right? Or 22?
Yeah. So not even, right? Not even 2 years ago, I guess.
Yeah. A little over 2 years
ago. Yeah. And Sermon Shot started about 3 years ago. Uh-huh. So we were using some stuff. It's the AI has expanded since, right? Like as fast as AI is growing and getting better so quickly. But yeah, we were leveraging some AI to help with your sermons 3 years ago. And we never used the term AI, but definitely using it in the background.
Yeah, I see it. And it's getting popular everywhere, especially including in ministry. Phil was just mentioning, someone that I met while waiting in the bathroom at the first AI Glue hackathon is adding AI to their product. We're actually connected with them at that first hackathon, and then used some of their tools to pilot some stuff that we were doing here as well. There's been AI's kind of taken over the world here. Yeah. What are your thoughts about AI for ministry?
Well, clearly I think it can be effective, right? I definitely think that it's a powerful thing that if used correctly, it is huge. Saving people so much time. Sermon Shots is just one tool. There's all kinds of AI tools out there helping in different ways, and it's saving hours of time. I do think that there are cautions like anything, you know, using it to the extreme of like not looking at the content before it's like shared somewhere could be, you know, a little, you never know. AI isn't perfect, gets things wrong. And when we're talking about anything related to faith and the Bible, probably need to be cautious. But I mean, if you're using it effectively, it's a huge, huge time saver.
Yeah. So borrowing from Kenny Jang, who we both know, I don't know if he's the first guy that started talking about it this way, but I thought it was a great illustration of how you should use AI. And he kind of said, consider it like an intern at your church that's willing to work 24/7 and knows just about everything, but is still doesn't know everything about you and your ministry, but it has just an incredible background. He said, just like you would employ somebody like that, where you wouldn't say, hey, Larry, you're awesome. You're writing the sermon this Sunday that I'm delivering. You know, send it, you know, run it to me 5 minutes before I go on the, you would never do that.
Yeah.
But you may employ Larry to, hey, let's get some sermon ideas based on the culture that's going on and give me an outline for a really moving sermon. And then you would take that and you would refine it and you know make sure that it was right, because Larry's going to make some mistakes. And so I think it's a really healthy way to treat AI. And it does, I completely agree with you, it just kind of gives you opportunity to do stuff that before would take hours, many hours, you can do much more quickly now.
Let me ask you a question, Corey, that kind of goes back to the very beginning of our podcast here, where I was advertising, so to speak, our webinar coming up with you. And it's the integration of Sermon Shots with streamingchurch.tv. So what is this thing all about? Give us a little preview about the integration thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited about it. I think it's something that if you're a streamingchurch.tv user, it's going to save you even more time on Sermon Shot. So yeah, essentially it's super simple. You just connect your accounts, right? Really easy. Connect your two accounts right within Sermon Shots. And every time you go in there, you can just pull every one of your sermons from streamingchurch.tv and simply click on it and it adds it right into your Sermon Shots account. Super simple. And as soon as you do that, it just starts repurposing it. So
we are excited about it. Yeah, we really are. And so go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that one of the things that I think is great about this is I've always, you know, we've known each other for a while. I think we've had some kind of talks about this, and I've talked with other people about how if there could be some integration with your lot, like where your sermon is, right? You're preaching the sermon somewhere, like being able to just move it straight into Sermon Shots, and then it starts repurposing so that you log in on even Sunday night and you want things to be ready for Monday morning, you can have everything there and ready to go without having to go upload and wait for everything to happen. So this really streamlines that process well.
Yeah. I like the fact that both our backgrounds, I mean, we got a couple of years on you as far as age, put it mildly, but we've all here at streamingchurch.tv had a background in ministry and serving the church and doing things like that. And you do too.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. For a while I've done all kinds of things at my church. I've never been employed at the church, but I've done all kinds of different things, going from anywhere from like starting off being like a greeter. I've greeted at the front, but I've led small groups. I've been a coach to small group leaders. I'm now part of my leadership team at my church. And so I'm in all the different at my church.
Yeah. To me, that makes a big difference. Maybe people don't see that at the forefront, but when you have people behind the scenes that work with a company that have a heart for ministry, that have a heart for the local church and the global church too, for that matter. But, you know, that to me makes a big difference. That spells a lot, because you're dealing with people that not only are on the same page with you, at least in some manner or in some form, but, they want to help the church. They're not out to make a lot of money. I mean, nothing wrong with making a lot of money, but you know, it's about really helping the church. It's putting people first.
And that's the whole goal, helping the church.
Yeah. So we got together at this AI, this hackathon, and things just kind of went from there. And it's what I appreciate is the willingness to work with some of your other companies that are out there in the space. And I think it's a win-win for the church if we can continue to share our strengths among different companies and share our assets, so that the church is the winner in the whole thing. So, I mean, this is one of the first times that we've partnered with somebody else and kind of shared an integration with some of the key resources that we have as well. Cause we're excited, because the churches that have been using us for a long time have just years and years worth of sermons that they can go through and create some useful products from it. Do you see churches ever going back to older sermons, or is it mainly the this Sunday's sermon that they're dealing with?
Most of the time they're using the one from that week. I think just because it's there, you're creating content from, you were there on Sunday and I'm going to create content for the week basically. But I've seen other churches and using it in a couple of ways of going back. And it might be like a specific sermon series they do every year. They'll go back and like use something from that, like think about like maybe even like Christmas, starting to promote Christmas. They'll go back to Christmas or Easter, going back to the Easter message and promoting upcoming Easter, that sort of thing.
Yeah. What about, do you have people that are trying to target, for example, a recovery group, I want to put together social media that's going to address a certain topic or area. And will they go back and grab old sermons for that? Or is it just mainly kind of highlighting what the sermon was this past weekend, and that's what goes forward?
Yeah, well, I think your example is pretty similar to like using the past Christmas or past Easter. Yes, I know that when they're starting to promote something that's coming up, especially if it's a big series about something, they will take past sermons to be able to clip out parts that are similar to what they're going to preach about. But 95% or more of it's used for that from that Sunday.
Yeah. Corey, a lot of people are familiar with who we are, at least some of them are. And Steve started this company just out of a passion to connect people within the local church. And back in 2001, and we kind of evolved into doing streaming video from that. But what was it about you that said, I want to do sermon shots? I mean, you didn't invent social media clips, but you have obviously a passion. You had a passion to get sermon shots going and to kind of let it take off. What motivated you to do that?
Well, early on, I think in my bio that you mentioned, I had another software, and it's a software for making videos and images in another niche. Well, because it was doing really well and it didn't need me in it anymore, I wanted to try to help the church. Basically, it was just, I felt like I was supposed to take the knowledge and our technology and use it to help the church. And so there were a couple of sort of failed side projects we were working on for the church that didn't work out. But ultimately what came from it is through multiple conversations of churches was what they really wanted to do was make clips. Like the big churches 3 years ago, big churches were doing this a lot and they were struggling. A lot of people, I heard the same conversation multiple times. It was, I'm struggling to do this thing. And so it clicked one day. I was like, we actually have a video software here. My team just needs to repurpose it slightly to try it out on clips. And they were able to make a MVP of that, a very simple product to test it with some people. And it just did so well early on that we kept it going.
So can you share maybe one or two of the examples of the things that didn't work?
Yeah. Yeah. So, the software I had before was, it's called BookBrush. It's a software, design software for authors, a lot like Canva. And we thought, oh, well, this was so successful. What if we did like Canva for churches? Well, when we built that thing had been built when Canva wasn't a household name. Everybody in the church space knows Canva, used it. Nobody wanted to try our thing because they were already happy with this multi-billion-dollar company building great things, right? So we quickly found out that basically what we were trying to do was come see our product. In exchange, we'll make, you know, we were trying these lead things of like, we'll make this for you. We'll give you this for free. We'll give you this for free. Well, we found that everybody loved it when we were giving them clips for free to come see this thing. Everybody loved the clips that we were making them. They did not like the product that we were trying to create. So yeah, so that was pretty clear message to us. Like maybe this free thing we're giving away, we should make it possible to make. So that's where
saying several years ago, big churches were wanting to put together these clips. So walk us through just briefly, what was the intent for these big churches and why are they doing it? And then maybe some examples of how we got all kinds of different sized churches listening, how they can leverage whatever good that those guys got from us. What are they trying to do? Why do I need clips?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to clarify, the big churches were doing it because they had a media team of 5 people, 10 people that all they did was make image or videos. It was the smaller churches that were like, how can I do that? I don't have a media team. How can I do that? I want to do that. Well, the reason why everybody wanted to do it is because they were seeing how much growth and how much engagement there are in those short little clips that back then, even 3 years ago, but even now too, this is where a lot of the engagement's happening, right? So you have a Facebook page on for your church that has, let's say, 1,000 people. You share something on that page, it gets what, 20 people that see it now, right? It's like 2 to 5% of the people see it. But if you're sharing it as a reel on Facebook instead of like a post, it has the potential to reach really everyone. And if you get one that is working well, it can X the number of people on your page. You can get 100,000 views from it, even if you only have 1,000 people on your page. Or you can get 2,000 views if you're brand new and you have 5 people that like your page, right? So that, I think that's the big attraction to making reels.
Yeah. So what platforms have been most productive? So we got YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, that are just some of the more popular ones. What's working for churches? And I guess the goal is to get some exposure and get some new people to come visit your church, I assume is the ultimate goal.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the ultimate goal is maybe two things. One is that help people see it so that they have a little bit of interest or get a kind of glimpse into what your church is about so that they maybe come to church, right? Or even watch online, depending on where they're at. But I think also just there's a missional side to this. Some churches more than others. People scrolling through these Instagram, Facebook will go through video after video, right? We know how much not so great stuff is in those feeds. So let's put some good stuff in those feeds as well. So churches are utilizing it that way. I think that Instagram and Facebook are the two biggest ones for most churches. I think TikTok is polarizing. So I won't say whether that's a good one or a bad one. I'll stay out of that. But it is reaching people. People are there. And so reaching them That's where and some then people
you,
are.
So if you were putting them in order of effectiveness, would you put you on the spot here? I guess it's really not. It's an opinion, right?
It's an opinion, but it also, I think, depends on your church. I think some churches are using TikTok really well, but I think it sort of depends on your demographic. TikTok leans definitely younger, and then Facebook leans older, just generally. And Instagram's probably somewhere in between, YouTube somewhere in between. And so I think depending on your church, it probably depends on which one will be best.
Yeah, so when you say depending on your church.
Say that again?
Well, I was just cutting you off here. Depending on your church. So what you mean by that is the demographics in your church.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And in your style, probably too. But I would say if you don't have an opposition to any of them, why not just post on all of them? Especially if most of the content you're creating can be posted on all of them. Just using Sermon Shots as an example, if you're making a clip, they work. You download the clip, it works on all of them. So, and it takes 10 seconds to post on each one, right? So why not just post on all and just see which one's working?
And how long should a clip be?
I think that's another sort of depends. I typically say it's not about the length of time. It's more about how long can you grab and keep attention. So people like shorter, better, but there are certain things that as long as you can keep attention, you can make it longer. And so if you can say it in 10 seconds, don't go to 20 seconds. If you can't say it in 10 seconds and you have to say it in 60 seconds, use the 60 seconds. So I think it just kind of depends on the content and as long as you keep attention, that's the bigger
thing. Yeah. And I've noticed on Instagram that some of the stuff I watch on there, I mean, it can be 2 or 3 minutes long now. It never used to be that way, right? I mean, it used to be you were limited. But now it seems, I don't know what the limitation is now, but I was watching something the other day and it was a good 3 minutes or more, I think.
I believe Instagram just in the last few weeks or month went from 90 seconds to 3 minutes now is the max.
So how are your users figuring out what's going to be the right clip from the sermon to play? Is it the most controversial or the most funny or the... I mean, how are they going about figuring out, I'm going to pull this from the sermon?
So I don't think anybody really truly knows ever what's going to be the best. So like if anybody says they know exactly, but I think there's some things that help you have a better chance of knowing. Just think of like what's attention grabbing to you. In the church, it could be this like amen moments. Where are those moments? If at your church, people say amen, what are those moments? What grabs attention? I think that's really big is starting a video with something that grabs attention right away. Not a leading up to the main point, but you have to start it right away with the thing that grabs your attention.
Yeah.
It could be some controversial stuff, sure, but I don't know if that's necessarily the type of thing that will definitely grab attention, but short one-liners that start the video and then you talk about it.
One that stands out for us at our church was just Phil and Michael. I don't know if we'll relate to this. Anyway, our pastor was doing a sermon illustration and he was using a pie and he had gotten a frozen pie and he was going to, you know, lift the pie up and I don't know I can't even remember the point.
Demonstrate. I think it was pumpkin. He was going to demonstrate.
Yeah, he was going to demonstrate something. And he didn't realize that if you take a frozen pie and you let it thaw all day long, when you go to lift the pie up, it just pours out onto the floor. He picked it up and started to tilt it to show the audience, and the whole thing it was liquid onto his podium and stuff. So anyway, that was quite the moment because he was surprised, and it's probably one of our highlight reels. Not sure what great illustration that was, but I guess, hey, come see the pastor didn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say props can be attention grabbing. I don't know if that was a failed prop maybe, but props can work.
Yeah. And this past Sunday, he even did another one that was really good that he had a set of dominoes and he had them all lined up and he like six of them and he pretended like he accidentally clicked one of them and it went impacted. And he was talking about influence and how someone can have influence and they influence the next guy who influences the next guy who influences the next guy. You can just, it was a great little, so I can see that being a really good clip on influence and showing how, you know, hey, this first domino got knocked over and had others. So yeah, there's probably lots of moments that pastors have come up with that would be very applicable and help communicate the message in a real non-preachy, really down-to-earth way, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff, yeah. And, okay. Go ahead,
and on that topic, one of the good things about sermon shots is it will help you identify moments too. So it'll give you 10 recommendations of where the AI suggests these are good examples of viral sort of like good engagement moments.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. We're starting to run out of time here. But so again, people, you can take advantage of this right now if you're a listener or watching this video. I mean, you just go to what's the best thing to do? Like if they're a streamingchurch.tv customer, they can go to streamingchurch.tv and log in the app and control panel and scroll down and take advantage of the sermon shots, right?
Yep.
And then
yep.
The other side of the coin is people who log into sermon shots can do what?
You can, in sermon shots, you will also see when you get logged in a place to get a streamingchurch.tv discount as well, right? So whether you're a customer on either side, you can connect really easily.
Oh yeah, there's discounts too. There's a discount for making it. What is the discount?
What is your discount? I think it's 30% off on yes. both sides, right?
Yes, it's 30% off both sides. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30% off. The only requirement to be able to share the, you know, resources across the way is we have an account on either side. And if you're not a customer of either one of ours, you can go create a free trial at Streaming Church or vice versa and check it out.
Yeah. And at sermonshots.com, right? That's your domain, Corey. And ours is, of course, streamingchurch.tv. All right. So we're going to talk much more about this on our webinar, February 25th, 12 noon Eastern time. And it's going to be the power of integrated sermon shots with streamingchurch.tv. Sign up. Even if you can't make it, sign up. You get the copy. So just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And there you have it. Okay, so we're out of time here, Corey. It's always a pleasure talking with you. People can get a hold. I mean, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's a good email address? Just contact, I guess, at sermonshots.com.
Yep.
Will that work? Okay,
that works.
Okay, good deal. And if people want to talk to you a little more, they can. All right, good. All right, well, we're done here. Thanks, Corey, again. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Michael Gray, behind the scenes. I'm Phil Thompson. If you have not subscribed to the Church Solutions podcast, why not? Do it. Wherever you get your podcast, subscribe to it. You'll never miss a podcast. And if you have any feedback on what we've talked about today, you can always reach us at you can just go to streamingchurch.tv and you can chat with us. And even if we're not there for some reason in the middle of the night, you can still chat with us and we'll pick it up. Or you can send us an email, support@streamingchurch.tv. We are out of time. I'm Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourself and each other. And we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.